highlight today here is that Donald Trump had a pastor. He admits it in this clip. We're going to watch it in a moment here. And his pastor just so happened to be a Freemason. Now, why is that significant? Well, I did a video previously showing you that when I use the term Illuminati, what I'm actually describing is a secret network of mystery schools that have secret gnosis, and you have to be initiated, take an oath of secrecy to get into. And these are all Luciferian. The Bible explains that these individuals who are part of these secret societies at the top levels are bringing about the Antichrist kingdom. Okay, so it is very significant when you hear Trump saying that he had a pastor back in the day who's a known Freemason. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to Donald Trump talking about his Freemason pastor.
I'm a religious person. Shockingly, because people are so shocked when they find this out, I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian, and I go to church and I love God and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor.
All right, so I'll go ahead and leave this video in the description section if you want to watch the rest of it. Here, Donald Trump tries to deceive evangelical Christians to make us believe that he's a Protestant Christian who believes in the gospel. But this is not the truth. This man is a liar. I'm going to make a video in the future showing that Trump is not a Christian. I'm going to debunk his claims that he's an actual Protestant Bible believer. And yeah, but what I wanted to do here is just have you hear that his pastor was Norman Vincent Peale. And if you do the littlest bit of research, you're going to find out that this guy, Norman, was a Freemason. He was the author of The Power of Positive Thinking. Now, I've talked about this on this YouTube channel many times. The New Age movement is part of the mystery schools. In fact, the New Age movement is created by the externalization of the hierarchy. If you don't understand that term, you need to Google and catch up to speed on what that means. The externalization of the hierarchy is a plan to slowly seep out to the public the inner mysteries of the secret societies. And one of these mysteries is this supposed law of attraction. You might have been heard of it, I guess, from The Secret, right? The law of attraction. This is Freemasonry. This is a lie, by the way. You don't have this metaphysical thought power that works with the vibrations of the universe to bring about a reality. I used to believe that nonsense until God opened my eyes and showed me the truth. We are not gods who co-create our existence with our thought power. This is a demonic lie, and I've exposed it on this YouTube channel many times. Check out my playlist, New Age Movement Exposed, for more detail. But it's not surprising that a Freemason, fake pastor like Norman Vincent Peale, was externalizing the mysteries of the secret societies to the public, hiding himself as a Christian, a Protestant. Totally, totally ridiculous. But you can go ahead and check out his biography. There's a lot of proof here that shows that he was part of the Scottish Rite Freemason. He was a 33rd degree. Keep in mind that number 33 is very important. It keeps coming up. And that there's a lot of symbolism behind that. I've talked about it in many videos. But anyways, here we have his pastor, and he's a Scottish Rite Freemason. All right. Here is a letter I obtained from the transaction, the Supreme Council, 33rd degree, 1975, Masonic book on page 44. This letter is addressed to the then current Sovereign Grand Commander of Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, offering praise for his Antichrist book. At the bottom of the letter, shown clearly underneath Peale's signature, is the 33rd degree symbol stating that Norman has received the 33rd degree of Freemasonry.